Damien, the New Mexico Senate took action on a $200 million business relief bill for the state. What can you tell us about it?
That's right. The Senate has gone on and endorsed a bill that would provide that $200 million from the state general fund. That would go to thousands of businesses that have experienced income declines during the pandemic. The bill passed almost unanimously. What it would do is it would provide individual grants of up to $100,000 without repayment for businesses to reimburse them for their rent, lease, or mortgage obligations on properties located in New Mexico. It is going to have to go back to the House for consideration. But one of the interesting things about it is that those grants would be contingent on the hiring or rehiring of employees.
Okay. We'll keep updated with that bill as the House addresses it. I want to move on and talk about another bill in New Mexico. It's a Republican-sponsored bill to pay reparations to New Mexico businesses. Now, this bill appears to have hit a roadblock in committee. What can you tell us about this piece of legislation?
That's right. The question at the heart of the matter is whether losses that New Mexico businesses have sustained during closures because of the public health orders amount to the takings of private property. And now, this bill was introduced by State Senator Cliff Pirtle of Roswell, but his bill stalled without a vote, in part because the state Supreme Court has yet to rule on the issue. You'll remember we talked about this a few weeks ago, about how they were making this argument to the state Supreme Court. This bill is Senate Bill 79. What it would do, if it were to make it through, is appropriate $55 million to a new fund that would pay reparations in the form of tax credits for small businesses that have been impacted.
Okay, we'll monitor that piece of legislation as that story continues. I want to move on and talk about Spaceport America. The Spaceport America Cup is back this year, but it will be held virtually. What can you tell us?
That's right. It's back, but it's not necessarily back in southern New Mexico like it has been since 2017 for the most part. You'll remember we talked about it on a previous business watch. Last year, it was canceled altogether because of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, it's going to be held virtually. It's going to take place June 18th through 20th. It'll be completely online. The competition and technical conference portions will all take place online with student teams from across the globe competing to win those technical awards that they give out. And then one team will be selected as the 2021 overall Virtual Spaceport America Cup winner. Now, this competition in the past has brought more than 1,700 students and faculty to Southern New Mexico each year.
Okay, Damien, I want to move on and talk about New Mexico's film tax credit. Now, there is legislation in the New Mexico House that could bar films containing sexually explicit conduct from taking advantage of this tax credit. What can you tell us about this piece of legislation?
That's right. It's bipartisan legislation that was introduced by three Republicans and one Democrat. What it would do, if it's approved — it was introduced last week in the House — it would create a new government board to determine which movies were too risque to receive the state's film production tax credit. It's House Bill 283, and it would prohibit the tax credit from being claimed for any movie that, as the bill states, contains sexually explicit conduct that most parents would consider patently too adult for their children age 17 and under. So it's really a broadly written bill. It's not just for X-rated movies. It's any movie that contains sexually explicit scenes, essentially.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for sharing news with us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Anthony.